Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the Board will formalize a joint resolution between the County and the City of Eureka over housing the homeless and the implementation of the Housing First Strategy. The County and the City held a joint meeting in late January and heard a presentation from Focus Strategies about the success of getting a homeless person a permanent place to live and then dealing with other issues such as mental illness and substance abuse. On March 1st, the County adopted the joint resolution with the City, and now the work of reducing homelessness begins, as it starts by identifying funding sources and developing a framework on how the two governments move forward. The supervisors are also expected to approve an amendment to the county code regarding salary increases for board members that include increased retirement payments by board members and pay raises of 3%, 2%, and 2% over the next 3 years. The supervisors will also approve an amended grant application to the State Department of Emergency Services that will fund the District Attorney's Victim Witness Program. That program is awarded $185,000 annually, and the DA's office is eligible for reimbursement of an additional $45,000. The board will also hear a presentation from representatives from the local environmental groups, Fish and Wildlife, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and the Water District, regarding workshops to educate prospective medical marijuana growers about what they need to do to gain compliance. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z will meet at 2 o'clock today as they discuss administrative actions and they review the committee's mid-year report to the Board of Supervisors. Following the county's public budget meeting last week, the Measure Z committee will once again consider what priorities should be taken when it comes to allocating revenue. Over 50 local organizations have submitted requests for Measure Z funding, and the committee will discuss revenue projections and open discussions on funding projections as well. The meeting will be held on the fifth floor of the conference room at the county courthouse. In Mendocino County, volunteer search parties and county law enforcement agencies continued the search for 46-year-old Jamie Dalton, who went missing north of Willits over the weekend. Walton and a friend went hiking in a rural area near the Howard Forest Station when they became lost. The friend went to seek assistance and instructed Dalton to shelter in place. Sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning, Dalton was missing, and more than 30 people assisted in the search for Dalton, but the search has yielded no success. Dalton remains missing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Fortuna Police Department held a public swearing-in ceremony last night at City Hall as they welcomed four new employees to the department. Two new officers have been added to the department, Dennis Stevens and James Jengaleski, while Caitlin Teasley will become a police dispatcher and Charity Kemp was sworn in as a records clerk. That ceremony was held at the City Council meeting last night. Eureka residents will have the opportunity to meet with County Public Works Deputy Director Robert Brunkall and City Public Works Director Brian Gerving at a meeting held on Walnut Drive this morning. That meeting will continue the discussion of a traffic impact fee for the greater Eureka area, and residents will be able to provide public comment on that proposed fee through March 18th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z meets this afternoon to discuss the request for funding applications sent in from dozens of agencies around the county. One of those agencies is the Sheriff's Office, and Sheriff Mike Downey is a member of the committee. Downey has used revenue from Measure Z to hire new personnel, including patrol deputies and corrections deputies, and he isn't finished. Downey said on Talk Shop he has asked for funding for four more deputies to increase patrols in rural areas of the county.
I'm asking for four additional deputy sheriffs in this next Measure Z application. And I'm going to start at the outside parts of the county. Resident deputies in Oreck, Orleans, Shelter Cove, and Bridgeville. A rural deputy north and a rural deputy south. Their job is just to go to the rural areas of the county and deal with preventing crime and be available to the ranchers and the folks out in the backcountry.
Downey has established the McKinleyville station that handles calls in the northern area of the county and added deputies in Willow Creek and Garberville, but still has areas that need service.
We already have a standalone situation in McKinleyville, the northern area, so that station is handling everything out of the McKinleyville area, so everything north of the Mad River Bridge, pretty much, is now under the control of the McKinleyville station, and we're hoping to continue to expand our patrol operations around Eureka and Garberville and all those areas.
The advisory committee meets at 2 o'clock today in the county courthouse to begin the process of making recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.